Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, throughout the day, I didn't realize I do this, but I do this a lot. I tell myself, oh, my gosh, you're so stupid. Where did you put your keys? Oh, you're so dumb. You suck. I probably tell that to myself I don't know how many times a day. And we have been for years hearing that you're supposed to be doing self-affirming positive thoughts. And thinking positive thoughts can improve your mental health. Now, do I tell myself, you rock. You're good. You're strong. You nailed it. No, I don't do that. I don't know how my psyche became this way, but I always think of the negative in terms of my, I mean, I'll look at somebody else and I'll think of the glasses half full and the positive, but for me, I'm very negative on myself. Very negative. Oh, the show was stupid. I stuttered. I lisped. I didn't prep that one segment well enough. And I do that because I think I always want to strive to do better, and I don't want to become complacent. The second I go, you know, my body looks good, my weight's good, well, then I go and I eat some candy. And so I know for me, I need to be on myself. But from a mental health standpoint, we really forget to teach people how to help their own mental health. And if you keep throughout the day telling yourself that you suck, you're not going to have good mental health. So these positive affirmations, study after study after study, has said we have to do them. So this one study says you only have to do it 20 seconds a day. Even though I'm a big fan of meditation and yoga and you know, breathing in and being calm and taking more time out of your day for your mental health, they looked at college students and were able to do 20 seconds. Now, what would an example of this be? So Fox News suggests, what about something like this? Repeating this line. I feel happy, calm, and fulfilled. I am happy. I am calm. I am fulfilled. And repeating that for 20 seconds. Now, some of you will say that'll drive me crazy. But try that for 20 seconds. Do you feel different? I'm happy. I'm calm. I'm fulfilled. Do you think about anything? Do you think about some of your failures? Do you? No. Kind of gives you a little bit of a break. Now, me, if I want to think of something positive, I think of me being in Rivendell with Aragorn, taking me off on a horse to his castle where we can make baby Aragorns. But sometimes fantasies are not necessarily what's going to help your mental health. You need positive affirmation. Well, this study that came out of the University of California, Berkeley, looked at 135 college students. One group was prompted to practice daily self-compassion by saying affirming things to themselves for 20 seconds a day. But what they did is they made it a little bit more physical. You had to put your hand over your heart and your belly, almost like giving yourself a hug while thinking these thoughts to yourself. And so the students were given the following instructions. You're invited to allow your eyes to close, bringing to mind a recent mistake or a failure or something about yourself that has been bothering you lately or has made you feel unworthy, unloved, not enough. Notice what arises in your body as you bring this to mind. Send kindness and warmth to yourself by bringing one hand to your belly, the other to your chest with the energy of giving yourself a hug. Allow yourself to embrace what arises in your body, and you're invited to ask yourself, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And when you're ready, you could open your eyes. Now, I would forget all that. Okay, I'm stupid. There you go. Here's my positive. I'm too stupid. My memory's gone. I wouldn't remember how to do all that. But where this, I think, is coming from is, I don't know about you guys, but when I think about, like, sometimes I'll do stand-up or sometimes I'll say something and I'm like, hey, it was a good joke, but I'm like, did that go too far? You know, or, oh, I said something to this person and that was really stupid and I should have said something, and, you know, then I start to cringe but I notice that I feel better when I talk to people about it. Now, did I make a mistake? Was I dumb? What did I do? Now, my really good friends are like, yeah, that was stupid. Really? You know, that was a stupid thing to say, but who cares? We say stupid things all the time. I say stupid things. So what? You told Donny Osmond when you first met him that you wish you could do surgery on your dog. Now, I don't know why I brought that up. I think it's my dog. I don't know why. It was something really stupid. I don't know where that came out of. Yeah, so I cringe when I think about that. I've talked to Donny Osmond since then. He's very cool. He doesn't think I'm an idiot or a veterinarian, which is an honor to be a veterinarian. But so what? I told my friends about it. So what? Everybody says stupid things. No big deal. So what? You want to be able to perform the surgery on your dog so you don't have to take your dog into another vet. That's not a big deal. Who cares? Move on. And so I like talking about things and realizing it's not that big a deal. And a lot of us have things that happen in our lives going, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to? You will get through this. You know how much counseling I have to do after every election? People were so panicked that Trump was president and Biden was president, Obama was president. And I mean, people, you know, are you still living? Do you still have a job? Do you still have a roof over your head? Yeah. It's okay to gripe, and it's okay to, you know, embrace the suck of it, how bad things are. But you could, you know, you're okay. You're calm. You know, when you scuba dive, they teach you to be calm. If you see a shark, be calm. Good chance that shark's not going to go after you. You start to panic and get to the surface and splash around, that could be an issue. But be calm. You have a weapon on you. You're prepared. You know what to do. That's why we talk about preparation. We opened this show talking about the electrical grid and how we're going to be having to deal with rolling blackouts. That's very anxiety producing for a lot of us. All right, so prepare. Have a generator. No. Have plan B. With your refrigerator, have plan B, you know, just, you know, be prepared. But positive affirmations, I think we can do. So rather than saying you suck or the show was a bad show, say, you know, the Dr. Dahlia show is flipping amazing. It's one of the best shows out there. I rock. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it's about time, but in New York, the National Guard is coming to the subway station after there has been rampant crime and killings that have happened. Near the subway tracks, people being pushed over to the tracks, assault. And Governor Hochul, a Democrat, said 750 of the National Guard members, as well as state and MTA police officers, are going to be sent to busy stations to check riders' bags as part of a new crackdown on transit crime. During a news conference, according to the Gothamist, the governor said the deployment aims to put passengers at ease after a string of high-profile violent crimes in the city's transit system. She said if a rider is stopped, they'll have to consent to a bag check in order to enter the station. While they can refuse, they'll be barred from entering if they do so. They can refuse. We could refuse them. They could walk. The soldiers are going to be deployed from a National Guard unit called the Joint Task Force Empire Shield. Hochul's office confirmed they will be dressed in camouflage while they check bags. Hochul and her office had suggested the new plan earlier this week, promised to deploy additional state personnel to the subways to supplement Mayor Eric Adams' plan to station an additional 1,000 NYPD officers there. So this is going to be a multifaceted plan, and they call for passage of a new bill that would allow judges to prohibit somebody from riding public transit for 3 years if they've been convicted or assaulting a passenger. Now, the legislature is Democratic-led. Not sure how they would respond to this. The stop-and-frisk policies that were around for a while that many Democratic legislators stopped, is being brought back saying, well, that's what this could be. This is, could be a stop and frisk. But Hochul has denied that this isn't stop and frisk. This is a different dynamic. For people who are thinking about a gun or a knife on the subway, at least this creates a deterrent effect. They might be thinking, you know what? It just might not be worth it because I listen to the mayor and I listen to the governor and they have a lot more people who may be checking my bags. Now, I don't think the average criminal is thinking that quote per se, or doing 20-second daily affirmations. I think the average criminal wants to kill and would not really be using logic. But, I don't know how this would be for those of us with concealed carry, and I'm not exactly sure how it works in New York City and Manhattan, but, do you have to show your concealed carry permit? Are you still allowed? I don't know if on public transit you're allowed to have your weapons or not. Me personally, I like to carry something. If I can't carry a gun, at least I have my mace or I have, a pocket knife or something like that for protection. So it is going to be interesting how they're going to do that because a lot of individuals now want to have something on them to protect themselves, especially after that woman in Philly was being raped in broad daylight on a subway train with nobody helping her. You want to have your own weapon so that you could fight back. But, I think we do need to have much more presence and deterring factors, especially for individuals who are pushing you onto the track of a moving train. I mean, this is so dangerous. You used to not have to worry about things like that, but we have people with real severe mental illness. So the governor declined to say how long the random checks may be in place. She says, I'm not going to telegraph to would-be criminals the date this may stop. That's not a good strategy for protecting the public. She said the MTA is in the process of deploying more cameras on the subways, including one in every train car. She said the person who slashed a conductor in the neck on the A line last week still remains at large. He would have been caught if there was a camera in the train. Transport Workers Union Local 100 President Richard Davis last week criticized MTA officials over the attack, said in a statement that, these individuals are late to the conversation. For months, we've been sounding the alarm about the terrifying acts of violence and aggression afflicting our members as they simply took to move riders safely through the city. They say they've been ignored. So now, at least, something's going to happen. NYPD data shows that while subway crime decreased 2.6% last year, more people were assaulted on the transit system in 2023 than any other year since 1996. As of January, the NYPD reported a 46.7% increase in subway crime from the same month of 2022. So something needs to be done. If you can't take public transportation and you can't trust public transportation, then it really cripples that city. Now, let's look at Miami. Miami is going to be making some rules to make sure that there's going to be a safer spring break. So apparently there are rules. The South Florida hotspot is a mecca for spring breakers. And so CBS News is saying that there are going to be new rules for visitors to prevent the chaos. Travelers across the U.S. are expected to come out in droves. I think it's going to be 6% higher than last year. And so there were violence, there were arrests, it was a mess the last few years. So Governor Ron DeSantis went to Miami Beach this week with a message to visitors. If you're coming here to enjoy Florida and to have a good time, fine. If you're coming for other reasons, if you're committing crime, causing havoc, you're going to pay the price. So he is sending support to law enforcement agencies in places that attract spring breakers. And they want to have the vibe. They want to have people having fun. They want to have the tourism, but there's going to be curfews. There's going to be DUI checkpoints. The city is also closing parking lots and will be doing bag checks at beach entrances. Police will be making arrests for drug possession and violence. Each Thursday through Sunday in March, beach entrances will be limited to 5th, 10th, and 12th streets. They will close at 6 p.m. Items like coolers, inflatable devices, tents, tables, and other objects are not allowed. There will also be bag checks. Playing loud music without a permit, restricted. Alcohol and cigarettes, always prohibited on Miami's beaches. So for those of you new to Miami, thinking that you're going to stock the cooler with some beer, you're not supposed to bring beer to the beaches. Parking fees in busy garage are going to be increased. $30 for visitors, except for March 7th through 10th and 14th through the 17th when they will be closed. For Miami residents or employees or permit holders who need to park, there will be or the flat fee will not apply. There's also going to be towing rates that are double the normal costs. You're going to have to pay $516 if your car is towed on South Beach, plus a $30 administrative fee. They're cracking down. The Miami Beach Police Department has also created a new traffic plan that's going to start 6 p.m. every Thursday through Sunday in March. The restrictions mainly affect major roads, but also local access. If you run an illegal short-term rental, like Airbnb or VBRO, you can be fined $1,000 to $5,000 a day. Streetside cafes along OSHA Drive will be shuttered during the second and third weekends of March. So Orlando, we think, is going to also be a top destination. It's going to be, obviously, a lot of people wanting to hit Disney, et cetera. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, going to be big for cruises. Cruises have been up 28% compared to last year. Cruises departing from Florida increased 60% during this time. But you'll also see other places probably get kind of, busy as well. But, I love the idea that people get to kind of blow off some steam. You know, after the holidays, there's really not much that happens January, February. All of a sudden, March, April, spring break allows you to enjoy the outdoors, get some exercise, get some vitamin D. I love the idea of spring break. What I don't like is people getting crazy, abductions, kidnappings, assault. And I think last year there were people doing donuts and crime in the streets and fights. And that's not what spring break's about. Spring break is about partying and having fun and everybody dancing on the beach. And that's what spring break's supposed to be about. It's been that way for decades. And unfortunately, with crowds, look at what happened at the Chiefs parade. Really? Shootings? People getting killed? I don't want us to be a country that's afraid to have a crowd or a concert. Look at the Harvest 91 festival in Las Vegas in October of 2017. People murdered. These mass shootings. God bless our law enforcement and our city officials trying to make sure they have safe places for people to party. But, everybody needs to get their acts together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address tonight at 9. He plans to highlight the economic rebound and his administration's push to tax billionaires, as well as the student debt he's done away with, the 15 million jobs created, and how he cracked down on junk fees. The White House has confirmed that Ukraine's First Lady and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's widow were invited to the State of the Union address tonight, but declined to attend. The New York National Guard troops and New York State Police troopers will be deployed into the subway system to help riders feel safe after a spike in transit crime. This in addition to the 1,000 New York City police officers who were ordered to patrol subway lines. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. One of my listeners had asked about how to do a radio show. They're interested in doing radio or starting a podcast. Another one last week, I was talking about a couple of these families that are making money on YouTube. They want to know how to do that. I'm no expert in how to, you know, start a YouTube channel and get the, you know, thousands of watch hours and subscribers and that kind of stuff, so that you could, YouTube has certain criteria in order to monetize your channel, etc. But, you know, before you start going down that route, figure out what it is that your goal is. You know, I understand that there's a lot of advertisers. Not only can you make money on the YouTube channel, but there's also people that will. We spoke yesterday about that couple that took an electric vehicle and drove it from North Pole to South Pole or vice versa. Well, I think there were people that helped them. I think there might have been some sponsorships. I think there were I think one company put up some chargers for them. I think they did get some help. And so if there's a company that likes what you want to do and they think that you are it is going to draw a lot of attention, they might be able to help you. But it's interesting because you need money to make money. And so I don't know how it works in terms of these companies if they, you know, love your idea. It's so new. Companies won't give you stuff for free. But you have a huge following, and you go, look, you're getting free advertisement. You know, rather than hoping somebody sees your commercial, I have thousands of people watching my YouTube channel. They'll see me on the boat, so you might as well give me a sale. Yeah, is there anything you want promoted on the show you could give us? And we'll promote it. Here's the deal. And so, like, that Saline Zatora family and some of these other ones, that's how they do it. They get things for free. They get sponsors. They, you know, and so it's, you know, it does take some business savvy. So before you do anything, you got to, number one, make sure you are able to get followers. So make sure it's something people care about. And then make sure your advertisers get what they want. Everybody wants something. Yes, there's a lot of charities and some people donate, but you can't rely on that. You need to know that somebody has something to gain. Same thing if you're going to do a podcast or a radio show or a, you know, my show started as a radio show. I was on radio stations. And then, thank God, Genesis Communications Network took the show, syndicated it, made podcasts. So our reach is more than I ever thought it would be. But if you're going to start a podcast and you're not on the radio, then you got to, you know, it's a little harder for you to attract the listeners. So hopefully you have a base already on Instagram. You have a base at work. You have content that is so fascinating, then so unique that it'll, you know, drive traffic. Facebook can sometimes give you traffic, Instagram, Twitter, depending on the topic. I mean, I've had some Facebook Live videos, crickets. Nobody cares about what's going on in Gaza, the hostages. I talk about Taylor Swift, thousands of hits. Now, you have to figure out what it is, and then you also have to find your audience, and you have to connect with that audience. Now, it seems like everybody these days has a podcast. So don't do it thinking that's going to be your only business. You can't quit your day job. When I went into radio, I couldn't quit my day job. Number one is I had patience. I had responsibilities. So I was in radio. I started 2009. I didn't close my practice till 7 years later. But also, 7 years of Obamacare, I just couldn't take it anymore. There was no money coming in, you know, patients couldn't pay, insurance companies weren't paying because of the high deductibles, and I was busy seeing 25, 30 patients a day. Yeah, you can only do so much seeing people for free. So, but I taught, I have other sources of income with telemedicine, so I could still do media. But if you're going to quit your job and I go, I'm going to be the next, you know, Rush Limbaugh, yeah, keep in mind, you can't quit your day job yet. That's why a lot of actors and actresses in California, they wait tables, they have other jobs. And it stinks because if I didn't have to work and I could spend 24/7 on a media career, there's a lot more I could do. But you got to pay the bills. And so those are some things, you know, to think about. But making money on YouTube, you know, I definitely talked to some of the experts on that. It is doable, you know, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean you're going to be successful long term. We now have everybody and their mother who is a creator, who's an enthusiast, who is a extreme sports junkie, a video game. I mean, there are people that are putting, in fact, there is a student, I think there's multiple students, that videotape you watching them study. They have a camera on them in their room studying. And people just watch them look at a computer screen. Sometimes the cat jumps up. Sometimes the cat gets a little bit of a pat. Cat leaves. People are, I'm like, why the hell is this successful? Well, because some people studying don't want to study alone. They want that as their background. Some people find it fascinating to watch somebody sitting there in their pajamas studying. I mean, it's amazing what makes people tick. It's crazy. The problem is once one person does it, then everybody does it. And so some of these careers are short-lived because everybody jumps on the bandwagon. I mean, I heard a couple years ago, one company had period panties. Now there's like, what, 19 companies? BlackBerry came out with a smartphone. Now nobody has a BlackBerry anymore. They all have Androids and Apple. And so you need to make sure you diversify. You need to make sure it's not something that could be easily replicated. I've had doctors speak out going, they want a podcast. Great, do it. But there's tons of doctors out there. What are you going to do that's different? Yeah, you might be cute. That might work, but not for long. We all lose our cuteness. I don't look like the way I did 15 years ago. I know I'm supposed to be doing self-affirmation. I'm supposed to be doing positive thoughts. But come on, I'm 15 years older. I look older. So is it that you are a orthopedic surgeon? All right. Can you then comment on what's going on with sports? People always care about sports. Anytime I comment on a sports injury, I get thousands of hits. But if I talk about, hey, guys, you know, make sure you're checking your shoes for a thought, nobody cares about that. So you need to figure out what makes people tick. And then you also need to earn it. You need to earn that you are a good source. And, you know, so if you're saying, oh, yeah, I'm an expert in this, are you an expert? Show your credentials. Have you published? Are you board certified? Do you keep up that board certification? Now, I'm not saying every doctor on the radio needs to be board certified, but you have a lot of doctors on the radio that aren't necessarily MDs or DOs. You know, don't be a medical doctor. Don't give medical advice if you're not that. Now, I mean, Dr. Oz, very, well-read, he is a cardiologist, Dr. Oz? Or gastroenterologist? I think he's a cardiologist. Now, yeah, but then he's talking about gastroenterology. A cardiologist can, you know, but why would Oprah let him talk about anything? Why would he have a Dr. Oz show? Because he gained that respect. And people are like, you know what, he can talk about everything. So my show at first, it was just supposed to be about medical. But people want to know, how did I feel about Obamacare? How did I feel about health care and insurance and politics? And then I earned a following. So you got to be responsible. You got to deserve it. You got to earn it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this Change Healthcare ransomware attack was bigger than we expected, and boy, did it cripple a lot of health systems, pharmacies. Well, people want to know who's behind it. Now, a criminal claiming to be Alpha V, Black Cat, responsible for this Change Healthcare ransomware attack, may actually have ties, we're being told, to China. No surprise there. The Register is saying there is a possible China link to this ransomware attack. Menlo Security linked Beijing to the cyber attack. The cyber attack left pharmacies across America unable to process people's health insurance. People had to pay out of pocket for their medication or go without out and not get the prescriptions. And criminals were able to get a $22 million payment in Bitcoin, reportedly a ransom paid by United Health. Change's parent company, United Health, had reported that there was this attack, and they said they were going to do everything, and most, I guess, 90% at the time, I think this was as of yesterday, were up and running in terms of companies and pharmacies. But it looks like they had to pay the ransom, $22 million. A quote-unquote miscreant who goes by, quote, Nachi, claims to be the Alpha V affiliate behind the February 21 hack. According to Menlo's threat intel team, they said some of our human sources with direct contact to Nachi says it's high probability that Nachi is associated with China nation state groups. The InfoSec outfit, I gotta tell you, these words I've never even heard of. The InfoSec outfit analyzed discussions on Ramp, a dark web forum that charges $500 entry fee or requires admin approval. The report included a screenshot from Ramp user Nachi claiming to be the affiliate responsible for the Change ransomware attack. According to Nachi, take this for what it's worth, Change coughed up the ransom. And Alpha V got the entire amount. From its Ramp analysis, Menlo researchers were able to pull a Telegram username, which led them to messages from April 2023, in which Nachi was seeking out Cobalt Strike. Cobalt Strike is a legit security testing tool frequently used by criminals to gain initial access to victims' IT environments before deploying ransomware. Now, if you guys are listening to all this going, what the hell is everybody talking about? I'm with you. I'm a physician. All right. Physicians are not supposed to have to learn tech. Right? We don't have to learn computer science. We don't have to learn IT. We're doctors. We're just supposed to be dealing with medicine. Apparently, we need to know, because this crippled medical systems across the United States. The threat hunters found Nachi on both the Exploit and XSS crime forums, both of which allow users to buy and sell malware. On the latter, they were touted as a trusted seller and genuine products. So apparently, there's this crime sector that people could access, sell their stolen ransomware and data, and it just, it's a marketplace. Whereas you would think we have to go in some alley, these alleys and dark alleys are online. So people in broad daylight are able to, I guess, interact with these individuals. Menlo said Nachi likely purchased smart screen killer malware, as well as the latest version of Cobalt Strike. They said, we also have identified a potential hash associated with this malware purchase. Boy, I don't understand all these words. Hash? I barely now know what hashtag is. Without more details on the Change Healthcare attack, we are unable to determine if the malware was used against them or not. So, this not only affected United Health, but it affected patients, pharmacies, services, and we need to do a better job at preventing this stuff from happening. Just in case Nachi or whoever these other people are want to mess with us. And if this is related to China, no surprise there. Every time they hack, anybody does, it shows our vulnerability. And a lot of these companies pay the ransomware. It costs them so much more money to be down and offline that they'll pay it. This idea of we don't negotiate with terrorists doesn't work when a big company is losing millions and patients' lives are at stake and they could get sued. If any surgeries or medications or procedures get put off because they're down, they're the ones that get sued. And so when you're like, gosh, why did they pay the ransomware? If allegedly they did, if this is true, people will keep doing it. because people are going to keep doing it. Whether you pay the ransomware or not, they're going to keep doing it. It's scary stuff. On Tuesday, the Department of Health and Human Services stepped in to help hospitals and other healthcare providers affected by black cat infection, offering more relaxed Medicare rules and calling for advanced funding to providers. But more needs to be done. So I don't know if the government helps pay the ransom. I don't think the government does that. But I think what the government does is say, look, we'll help you, you know, get back on your feet in terms of access and help. You know, and so, again, I'm really frustrated because I kind of miss the old days where if I need to buy amoxicillin, I could walk up to the pharmacy, have my $6, get the prescription. Nobody needs to contact insurance. I don't have to pay for insurance. I don't have to. You just, you know. But now that things are so gosh darn expensive, we have to have this middleman. And now the middleman has another middleman. Rather than your claim from CVS or Walgreens going straight to United and somebody on the third floor, there's now another entity. And this entity is the one that got hacked. Well, that's, you know, we're letting ourselves become more and more vulnerable. You know, it's interesting. People ask, how did I like going from paper charts to electronic? I closed my practice before I did the whole conversion. One, it was really expensive, but two, I didn't trust that the computer wouldn't get hacked. That's the problem. I'm responsible for my patients' charts up until 5 years or 7 years, depending on the state board and their laws. And so I didn't want to, I didn't trust computers. I knew computers were getting hacked. I knew that, you know, at any time I could, you know, pay a lot of money for something that's supposed to be a strong firewall, you know, just because some IT guy says, oh, yes, it's the best. How do I know? I don't know anything about IT. I'm a doctor. And I really, really dreaded the idea of having patients' information so easily accessible. But that's the way we went with medicine. And patients are now starting to not be very truthful because they know their stuff is in the system. Pediatricians asking patients, look, do you have a gun in the house? We want to review safety. The average person says, hell no. They don't want that in a computer that they have a gun in the house because they don't know if government one day is going to want to, like Beto O'Rourke, come in and say, all right, everybody take your guns. Somebody who needs to pass mental fitness tests for flights or whatever, you know, do they want to have a diagnosis of anxiety, depression? There's individuals who say, I don't want that in the chart. I don't want that in the chart. Paper charts eventually get destroyed every 5 to 7 years, but computer is for life. So people are telling me, you know, oh, yeah, I think I have a razor burn. And I'm like, are you sure it's not an STI? Don't say it's an STI. Well, I can't lie. Okay, the charts are there for a reason. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.